This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Can you believe it, Maddie? Can you believe that the rooster and the whale gave up this valuable piece of real estate so that you and I could do what we're about to do on a special week that once upon a time used to light up this entire region? It's called Dallas Week. And here we are. Despite what has happened, and of course, I think things have been settled down just a little bit with Ovi, and we'll give you updates on that, a little bit of stadium movement, potential stadium movement. That wasn't fake. That was real, real talk yesterday. I thought both stations did a great job keeping you on the up and up with that. NBA, shout out to the Leprechaun getting it done. Big clash. Cleveland. And Boston, I know somewhere Austin Walker is somewhere smiling, the Celtic in my family, and they got the job done. Just win, baby. I'm not mad at them. Got a couple of NBA things that I would like to discuss a little bit on later today. But now it's all about friends and family, because you can't have Dallas Week without having some of the gladiators that participated in this clash and made it what it is. And we start off today's all-star cast with one of my all-time favorites, one of the craziest dudes to ever play and wear burgundy and gold, and one of the best ever at his task, and that is Mike Nelms. So we bring on Brother Nelms. and a man that Essex, you and Elmsy have a lot in common because you're world-class pranksters. And Nelms is the best I've ever played with, ever been in a locker room around. Dallas week, Nelmsy, for you, I know you hated everybody we played. That's why I love you. But the Texas part in you, was it a little more, was it more against Dallas?
Yeah, most definitely. First of all, thanks for having me on, Doc. Appreciate you. You do a great job. Yeah, man, coming from Fort Worth, I thought, negotiating with Dallas would be cool, but it actually turned out to be just the opposite. And it worked out well for me to come to Washington and play against Dallas. That was great. I needed to win two games a year. That was Dallas.
And Matt, this is, he wasn't the only guy. Don't forget, in that locker room, the prize bull who will be with us later today, Darryl Green, Texans. Just thinking about the Texans, World Grant, who will be with us. So, and Mark Mosley, MVP. A lot of Texas brands, and I think it's important for our base. Your thoughts, Nelmsy, when you look at this year's team, it reminds me a lot of our 81 outfit in that they got a lot of fight in them. I don't know if man for man, we were undermanned in 81, but you could tell that the fight was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The organization was structured a lot like it is now, too. I mean, you had people who knew what they were doing and knew how to choose and pick people based on abilities and their attitudes and all that stuff. You're right. We were a lot like these guys are now, and I do expect them to really do more and better than what they're doing right now. My wife thought that they would be this good early.
Really? Why?
Pick of the year. What's that?
What was her vibe? What did she? Something had to make her say make that statement.
Man, listen, my wife knows how to pick them. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but she picked them, and I was shocked, but I was expecting this next year. But a lot of that has to do with the quarterback. I mean, but again, when he throws the ball to somebody, they have to catch it, and they have to run, and the guys have to block. So, I mean, it's always a team effort for me. But she just did a good job of picking them. She's really good at that.
I'm really glad that we get B. Mitch and that we get you because so few people in our listening audience have ever caught a punt. And everybody thinks it looks easy. And then you get a left-footed punter. And again, so few people have done it. And especially after a few cocktails where everybody thinks they're better than they ever were. So could you explain, because you and Brian, two of the best to ever do it, but for our market, just how difficult it is to field punts when you haven't really done it a lot and it's a right or left-footed punter?
There's so much stuff you have to take into account. The ball's rotating a different way from a left-footed punter than a right-footed punter. It makes a difference. The wind makes a difference. How he actually kicks the ball makes a difference in that wind. Elements. It's a whole bunch of things, the things you have to be concerned with. How do these guys come down real hard or do they come down, soft and kind of build a little wall around you? It's a lot of things involved. And I find that what most punt returners do or don't do is they don't catch enough punts. So that they really, really, really get comfortable catching the ball so that it's never an issue. And then now you can concentrate on how are these guys trying to tackle me? How are they trying to, pin me in? What are they trying to do to me? He's so worried about catching the daggum ball and catching it off balance and catching it with the wrong foot in front. And it's a lot more to it than it looks, and it would take about a six pack to make somebody
teach.
Teach.
Yeah. No, look, nothing on a pro level is easy, but I think when you and Brian discuss it, you would never fair catch. Brian had that unbelievable weapon, his helmet, and he should have been banned from the league for he had an illegal weapon. He had something that should have been banned, and yet he got away with it when he dropped that on people. He should be sued for some of the things he did to people, but the spirit of special teams, you were our best player on the team in 81. And I'm telling you, honestly, I'm looking at Essek right now saying, this brother here, we knew he couldn't fail. That strength led up. We had a lot of young people. We had people from other teams. A lot like this team. That's why I love these guys, because I see the fight in them. But this is a big game, Mike. Really big, and Dallas is kind of down, but you know that's a wounded animal. It's a dangerous animal, and I'm not going to be comfortable with this until I see the gun go off and we're up by 30.
Doc, you literally made chill bumps go down my back when you said that, because you hit the nail on the head. Man, I hate Dallas, and then to have a wounded animal, you got to cut his head off. Cut his head off, stomp it, kick it, put it underwater, chain it up, handcuff it. Yeah, you got to they don't give Dallas an opportunity to breathe.
You notice how violent he was?
Yeah.
That was natural for him.
Mike, I got a question. With the Dallas-DC rivalry having kind of been dead in the water for the past couple of years, because it all comes down to on-the-field performance, and honestly, we haven't been competitive since the Thursday Thanksgiving game with RG3, at least in my opinion. What advice, if you were to talk with the team right now, going into this game with where this team is, where Dallas is, what would you say to the team to try and get the rivalry stoked again?
Man, to be honest with you, I don't know. I've never been a rah-rah kind of guy. I just sit over in my corner quiet. I don't like people talking to me hours before the game. I just kind of go away and I do me. And then when I get out on the field, I'm trying to shoot everything that moves. Doc probably can tell you better how to motivate people. Man, Doc came in and Doc, I remember when you first came in, and you said, hey, how you doing? My name's Rick Walker. Call me Doc. And you're just very gregarious, and you see all that stuff. You know how to talk to people. You know how to share thoughts and philosophies. Me, I just give me a sledgehammer. Let me sit over the corner, and at game time, I'm swinging that bad boy.
He's extremely violent. He really is. I mean, you just hear it in his voice right now. I'm sure there's some trained psychologists right now that are listening right now, and they're going to want to call you. If they call the station, then I'll give them your business line so they can contact you, because you need some help. But you've been this way since 1981, so
yeah.
I don't even know if there's a cure for what you have. But isn't it exciting to see that we're not in last place, and you can feel the energy in this town now for Burgundy and Gold football?
I wasn't expecting it. I was looking for this to happen next year. And then boom, 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 here we are. And it's really nice. And my kids don't know this feeling.
That's right. They've never seen success.
And so, they're all kind of giddy and laughing and go, oh, this is what it's like. Yeah, this is what it's like. And try to throw a Super Bowl or two in there. See what that's like.
Man, man, man. Well, this is the beginning of it. I won't rest until we are tapping our glasses at a Super Bowl or at a parade following a Super Bowl, because until then, you can't quit, because we know what the finish line looks like, and we got to get there, and we got to help them get there, because then and only then will I consider the hard work done. Hey, how you hitting, man? I heard you out there striking that ball real well.
Oh, man. You know golf is not friendly. I mean, you can play great today, and tomorrow it's like you never held a club before. I'm doing okay. I just want to make sure I beat my son-in-law and I beat my son, and I'm good.
Well, good luck with that. Nelms, are you the best, man? My best to the family, and let's beat Dallas. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Doc, and hey, man, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. One of the funniest things Nelms ever did, he would put analgesic balm in guys' athletic supporters. He'd put petroleum jelly in the pockets of people's Levi's. He would put, I'm telling you, this dude is the best prankster ever. Guys in the shower, shampooing their hair, ice right on your back. Yeah, he was just an awful person, but a fantastic teammate.
You making all that stuff up, man.
Yeah, you know I didn't. And I didn't tell the worst part yet, because George Stark might be listening. And to this day, we can't tell him who actually did it. That's my old teammate, Mike Nelms. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll allow you to step right inside. Rooster's out, and he's hopefully doing well. The whale is somewhere, you know what, he's somewhere eating. Ice and DOC right here with you on Team 980. Winbag Wednesday, I'm so used to hearing you coming back challenging Lowell, right, and having him pick up the wrong song and a whole bit. For those of you right now, he has walked into the building. The formerly known as Linnell Willingham, and in the building, he's got some big things on the docket. Dallas week, even for him, I got to imagine is somewhat of a thrill. A lot of his heroes he'll get a chance to hear from today and deal with this week. What'd you think about Nelmsy, Essek?
Nelms was great.
He's the closest teammate to you that I had. He's a genius.
I was.
And a lunatic.
Yeah, the lunatic part. I'll be honest, I didn't want to say it because he was on air and I don't want him figuring out where I live. But his propensity for, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be quiet, as I know guys like that.
Yeah.
Born killers.
Oh, he's
just
the best.
Like, you do not, it's, those are the, that's your Scherzer. That's
right.
Your guy that if you mess with them, they will be deadly. Angry at you.
Yeah, deadly.
Like, let them stay in the zone, let them focus, and no, those guys were always the best to have on your team because you didn't have to worry about them. They had their job, they had their assignment locked in.
Yeah, I always say be careful of the guy that's not saying a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude's talking a lot, don't worry about it. Be careful of the person, don't say a whole bunch. Yeah, Nelmsy, man, love the dude. These guys today, World Grant is going to join us at the bottom of this hour, and we will squeeze in a call or two, 301-230-0980, and if you have a favorite moment, and more importantly about that, what's your gut tell you about Sunday? What I'm hoping is that we're not talking about what the past, not the past games, not the past Philly, not about Pittsburgh, but about right now and where we're going to be. What worries me is all this injury talk, because you know why? Nobody gives a rat's behind about your condition of when you get on that field. Dallas is hoping to hear that. They'd love you to be injured. You don't want to give them the benefit, and nobody cares. It is now put up or shut up time. Nail beater to beat the Bears, and they're awful. And then two defeats. You know what that tells me? We need a win. And I need a convincing, butt-kicking victory. That's where I'm at on this.
And if we ever had a target that was just primed and ready to go.
Yes.
And kind of one of those, I mean, not to say that this is actually what this game is, but if there was ever a target for the Commanders to really have a get-right game where they prove to themselves that they do have the offensive talent and they have the ability to stop, this is that game.
Yeah, no excuses.
This is a team that is obviously human, and you are at home. You had a longer break. This is your time to shine and be like, no, we are one of the big dogs.
Yeah, and their former coach is here. You think they want to throw up all over themselves on that defense? That team that won a lot of games with DQ? He was that was their guy. You're going to see an effort you have not seen this year by Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, and of course their fan base, because they basically have owned that stadium.
But they're also struggling so hard that you're very right. This is a rabid animal that is looking for any last lifeline.
That's right.
You do not give that. You do not give.
No,
options.
They're not going to play by the rules.
No, you have to play with the intention of winning and putting Dallas down.
So we hope that's there. Those of you that just tuned in, you didn't get lost. Rooster had a successful appointment this morning. He's good. And look, we admire a guy that goes in to get an inch tucked here or there. I have never been a guy that's against facial construction. I think anytime you take an effort to upgrade here or there, I'm all for that. Where do you stand on that? Especially some guys aren't into it. They think, you know, I'm thumbs up.
For Chris getting a nose job?
Well, whatever. Whatever he decided to work on, I'm good with it.
I think he just had a regular appointment. Well, maybe not regular, but I think he just had one of those standard checkups that happen once you get to about 40 years old that nobody really likes. You have to drink a little bit of smoothie or whatever to really. I think that might have been what he was doing today, and just trying to prevent everyone from having the mental image of what that entails.
Yeah, you think that's it? I think he had a TED talk.
I think, well, given that he was talking about how it was a full body and he said that he started out with his teeth, I'm deciding that that's the best and safest.
That's true. You know what? We will never know, but I guarantee you.
Because I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I do not want to know, but that would be that would be crazy. But spirited in the fact that I think once we get back on the winning ways, we forgot how good it was, you know, winning every week. And this rookie class of quarterbacks, I'm not mad at Bo Nix. I'm not mad at any of them, but I think we know what we have here. But we do have to kind of write it. I've heard no one nail it with the way that Logan Paulson did on the Take Command podcast with Hoffman. And I heard him with Sheehan. You know, when you go up against, let's face it, the NFL is not equal by ownership, by coaches, by players. There's just not equal. There's the Jets. There's the Bears. And then there's the Steelers defensively, and there's the Ravens. And you know there's a difference. I thought Logan did a marvelous job talking about our young guy going through that gauntlet. And when you're going up against Philadelphia and you've got experienced defensive coordinators and excellent players that can run what he needs them to run, and they make you think or lose a little bit of your confidence on where to go with the ball, so you're not as quick with the ball as you once were because they cut your windows down. Everything is compressed. Now, add to that maybe a little pressure on the rib cage and maybe a little quicker protection because your old line's breaking down a little bit due to injury. Voila. And all it is a second or two that makes the difference. It's not a glaring deal, but it's just that. Now you add a drop or maybe an errant throw, and pretty soon you go from being on the cover of the front page of the sports to where you're on the back page, and it happens just like that. And nobody's at fault. It's just how these things creep up with you when you're going against superior talent and defensive coordinators. I thought Logan was brilliant on that Take Command podcast. He, the Hoffman man, they balled out. But again, he's a Bruin. I wasn't surprised. It was just good to do it. And of course, Sheehan was all over it. So I thought that was great. What is your gut? Where are you at with your gut monitor right now with our offense?
I think that our offense has gone up against, and this is, I do not want this to be an excuse. Our offense has gone up against a couple teams that have been very good defensively. And just noticed that we had a couple calls. We don't have time, unfortunately, right now because we got to get to a break. But yeah. Our offense is good, but our offense has been overly reliant on a rookie quarterback to get them out of situations where we should not be winning. I mean, we are talking about close losses the last couple weeks, and close is relative, I guess, given that Philly was an 8-point loss, but we were 16 points down.
Oh, with yeah.
3 minutes
yeah.
to go.
Yeah.
But that was still a close battle that we were actually
We've been in
winning.
Range.
We were winning going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So at no point was that game out of hand until it was extremely out of hand quickly. Point being, we are going up against good teams and we are still within range to win every game that we are playing. We are kind of in the same situation against teams that we should outrightly be winning if we are a fully good team. We should not have come down to a Hail Mary against the Bears if we are the team that we think we are to beat Philly. And I guess my point is this offense has been way over expected, predominantly because of Jaden Daniels. And as we've gone up against bigger and badder defenses, it's proven that he doesn't have the heroics to be the only guy on this offense. And I think look at how the Steelers handled Derrick Henry yesterday. That proves they're just as good of a run defense. I don't know how much B-Rob could have done in our game. He would have absolutely helped. But to say that he was the defining factor, I'm not so sure anymore. I think we're still a good team. I think that we just need to come to terms with we are playing way better than expected. That being said, we seem to be pretty good at beating bad teams, and based off of record and how they played, I wouldn't consider Dallas that good.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said, but beware, because some of their games were without that animal that wears 11 and 97. So they're capable, and it's Washington. Now, I don't think they think of us like we think of them, but they need something right now to ring the bell. Their coach is under fire. Their owner's under fire. Their building is falling apart. They need to stop the bleeding. And there's no better victim right now than Washington. So, to that, we go to break. We do have World Grant that will join us when we come back here. Of course, usually it's Windbag Wednesday. Rooster's on a public appearance. And was today Linnell's meeting with a weight loss clinic? He was at an interview?
I mean, he's here, so I guess the interview didn't go too great.
Oh, man. And here's what's trending. The Great Eight is on, if I can say, IR. Keeping him off the ice for a minimum of several weeks. In the next three capital opponents, don't have to worry about him. This is a result of a knee-to-knee collision with McBain of Utah. Ovi seems to be on pace right now. And I know we don't like to talk about these large goals, but it was the great one himself, Wayne Gretzky's NHL record. It's 27 away. It's hot as a firecracker, scoring 15 times in his first 18 games. That target is 895. And I'm telling you what, man, the momentum of the team, I still think it's what they have going for them. Celtics come up, took on the undefeated Cleveland, if you can believe that, the Cavaliers. I got to give the C's credit, man. Stood up, showed out, and got the job done. And there was really only one big flicker in college basketball's top 10. UNC took care of business. No big deal with that. And that is what's trending.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.136 in the nation's capital. On what is usually a windbag Wednesday, we've taken over the fort. Both the guys on a special assignment, and it is Dallas week, so we thought, what the heck? Our team is fighting itself out of a little bit of a slump, and what better way be the slump buster and bring in some gladiators that have been through this thing and helped fire this thing up? And I can't think of nobody better than the man that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with that slam dunk in the end zone. Whirl Grant joins us now, quarterback, playmaker against the Dallas Cowboys. And from a kid from Rice University, I don't think it will ever get old with you, will it, to talk about beating Dallas?
Oh, no, it'll never get old. It's part of history, and it's a part of, the team's history and my personal history. So it was a pleasure to be able to do that and, have the rivalry that we had.
Three of the four men that were on that field, and with Tony McGee, who's out in Atlanta today, that rushed that passer, Manley, Grant, go through that play, if you will, one more time for us, and how it just happened to be you and the prize bull that teamed up for one of the greatest plays in the history of Burgundy and Gold football.
Okay. Well, obviously we thought it was going to be a pass, which it was, but, Dexter takes off, man. He goes like a bullet. Now, my guy didn't come off and block me. He just kind of leaned into me, so I knew that, it had to be a screen. So I lagged back a little bit, and Dexter jumped, tipped the ball, and I was able to get under it and catch it and run it in for the score. And the rest is history. But it was just an enjoyable time being able to do that.
When you see this team now, earlier on we had Nelmsy on, and I said it reminded me of our early club, the 91, the club that had fight. Now, it would get better players down the road, but I don't know if we ever had more dog than that early team, because guys were basically fighting for jobs.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I like what the team is doing now. I mean, they're close. They're close enough to where they can make small adjustments. And I believe if Jaden had been healthy, I think the game would have been the other way. But, you know, time will tell. But I like the way they're performing. They're doing well.
It is amazing, man, of all the times that we've had, the practices and how the game has changed. I'm just glad that we're going into this game, and usually we're in last place.
Right.
That's no longer the business. This team is fighting for something, and I don't know about your vibe, but what the vibe I get right now, I just don't recall it being this positive. It's a good juice going around the city now.
Right. I think they've got some good leaders on that team. You know, you got McLaren over there. He's doing an outstanding job and just steps up. You know, I think the team is explosive, and I think that we've just seen the tip of what is possible. But they are fighting. I like the head coach. He's a go getter. I mean, it looks like he tells it like it is. He doesn't try to soft sell something that isn't true. And the guys are bought into the system. And I think that they continue to work hard. You're going to see some great things out of them.
Yeah, I can't wait to go and have a chat with Newton. When I see Johnny Newton, from the first time I laid eyes on him, I thought of you. And because of his explosiveness. You don't have to be the biggest dude, but you got to be the most explosive if you're not. I wonder what right. you see. Have you had a chance to evaluate his game?
Yeah, I've seen him play, and I think he does a good job. I mean, the thing is, you know, you got to get back to that quarterback and a three count.
Yeah.
And they've been able to do that. Now, they got to tighten up a little bit more on the run game.
Yeah.
But as far as putting pressure, if you're standing there, you got guys coming at you and getting their hands up. So they're doing a good job with that. So, you know, like you said, the cat is explosive, and that's what you need to do and hustle.
You, Dean Hamill, I thought about Trey Johnson. I'm just thinking about some of the great guys that played in the middle of that wedge and blocked for Nelmsy, B. Mitch. We have got to have had, if there was a Hall of Fame for kickoff return teams, God knows we'd have to have at least six or seven guys on it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Will you just describe to our audience what it was like, man, to block for Nelmsy and B. Mitch, some of the two of the wildest, craziest dudes ever, but the best ever at ramming that ball down people's throats?
Well, the beautiful thing of it is when you know when you go into block that your guy can take the ball all the way at any point in time.
Right.
Or they're going to be good for 20 yards or 30 yards, again, like I say, or go all the way. Those are the type of dudes that Brian and Mike are. I mean, that they were just freaks of what they did. But, you know, and I mean that in a good way. They were just phenomenal. And it was always a pleasure. I think both times, both guys, everybody, if you weren't on the field, you were standing up to watch to see what was going to happen.
No question. Everybody.
Yeah, because there were times, you know, Nails just broke out and was jumping over people. There's a photo somewhere where I blocked the guy low and Nails jumped over me when I knocked the guy down. I knocked him down, and I fell on top of the blocker, and Nels jumped right over my head and just kept running. So it was always cool to do that and to be out there with the confidence and knowing that, hey, something's going to happen this play, you know, not have to worry that the guy's nervous or scared that somebody's going to hit him. You know, it's a different story when you know you have some killers up in front of you that's going to block for you and, you know, make things happen. So well, it's a good feeling all the way around.
Yeah, man. It's and I think that this team itself, it gets it, and they're working towards it, and it's a good thing. Hey, man, We appreciate it, man. It's a high value. Our audience gets it. They understand it. We talk teams here because that's why we won. That's why our teams were unique, is because right. It was 53 men strong, and special teams led it all.
Right.
And
right.
As long as I got electricity, you have electricity. So right. Good to hear your voice, man. Give my best to the family.
All right, we'll do it. You have a great day.
You got it.
Have a good one. All right, bye-bye.
Hail to the W. World right. Grant, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. And I'll tell you what, man, them dudes, you ask B. Mitch. You see B. Mitch, you ask him about it. Ask Nelmsy about it. We got a shot at we'll take a break. We'll come back. You guys have been so patient on the line. Well, just think about it. If those two lunatics were here today, you wouldn't have been able to get on anyway. So this is kind of like normal, but we will let you on. In a moment we pay a few bills, we'll come back and take some calls at 301-230-0980. The Rooster is in good shape. The Whale is in the studio. He's in for Craig today. And the beat goes on. Chopping wood. We'll be back. You got to tell me after the show what that was that you just played. Just so I'll know in case I hear it again. And I happen to be walking by a place and they're playing it, and I'll know why I don't walk in. This would usually be this would be Windbag Wednesday. Both guys had appointments, and so we brought in the Bomb Squad on Dallas Week to get you through it, and we're going to do just that. Appreciate Rob. He's been really patient. Rob, welcome to Gridiron Wednesday.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I appreciate you, Doc.
My man.
Going through this thing, man, I was just telling Matt, man, for myself, everybody worried about stuff, man. I played ball for a long time, and just like you played ball for a long time, you hurt, you ain't going to play. I like the pedigree of the kid. I think eventually he's going to get comfortable like everybody does over time when you get your feet wet. He's going to run a little bit more, but I really was calling you about today was looking at this cut-down list for this Hall of Fame. Ain't no way possible you're going to tell me you got an NFL Hall of Fame and the dude who was assigned the block, who you call the greatest defensive player ever in Lawrence Taylor, Joe Jacoby, is not in this Hall of Fame or not even on the cut-down list.
Yeah, it makes
zero sense. And you're talking about your all-purpose, all-time leaders. Number two on the list, all-time of all the yards, all-purpose, ain't on the list.
Yeah.
And I don't know, as a fan who, and I'm a season ticket holder, me and you had a long discussion 2 years ago. I know you probably don't remember. You was upset about the fans not showing up, and Philly fans was coming over, taking our stadium.
Yeah.
And I said, we're not coming back until Snyder sells the team.
Right.
And you told me, well, put your money where your mouth is, and
right.
He sold the team, and I bought season tickets.
Right. You stepped up.
Yeah, I did, and I'm looking at it now, like, man, at the end of the day, I don't know what we got to do with a fan base, but I can't go on every year looking at this list and you telling me two guys who dedicated their life, who's NFL greats, and just continue to get disrespect. I'm looking at this list, and it's dudes that, no offense to Earl Thomas, but come on, man.
But what have I been saying, if you've been listening over the years? It's political clout
yeah.
in every business
yeah, yeah.
and every walk of life. We
yeah.
have zero.
See, that's going to change, man.
It's going to change, but it's just starting, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You
exactly,
had a Bama in there with no political tie. So you got no juice.
Yeah.
New York has all the juice. Jerry
juice,
has
yeah.
the juice. So
man,
that's the way it is.
This list is sickening, man. I'm looking at this list like, there's no way possible you're telling me that B. Mitch and Joe Jacoby don't deserve to be honored before these dudes.
Well, it's not. What it tells
play.
You is that if Brian Mitchell is not on a list, it just tells you it's not football related.
It's not a real football list. You're
that's
right.
all
you're
you
right.
need to know. It tells you it has nothing to do with B. Mitch. It's not football related. B. Mitch probably grabbed somebody. One of them reporters says something stupid. And P. Mitch might grab somebody by the throat. I'm just telling you. It's nothing about
right.
his football game. They want to make him like they want him to be. He ain't having that.
Yeah.
See, he's not going to let you conform him. B. Mitch don't play that game.
Yeah,
because he don't have to.
And me and my friends, he's one of our favorite players. Like, mm-hmm. we ain't, you know, sir, like you said, the politics minor, we never got honored like the other teams and
no,
was on
not.
TV all the time.
Look how long it took Art Monk. Art Monk left number one with them 5, 6, 7. Every single time it comes up with a player, that's why we need to stomp people in the ground like they stole something. Because the only way you're going to get your respect is to take it from people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We never given
you on point.
Yes, sir.
Until we meet again. Glad you bought in. That was good. We got time to get to Southeast.
Doc.
Yes, sir. Jonesy?
Doc. Hey, this is Doc. Southeast.
I got Doc up here. What's up, Doc?
How you doing? Hey, I was want to chime in on B. Mitch, Mike Nims, and I'm going to carry it back. Fast Eddie Brown, even Joe Theismann, and I'm going to carry way back. Carry it back to Speedy Duncan.
Oh, yeah. The old Charger and Over the Hill Gang.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those were kick return artists.
Yep.
Each one of those guys in that list, including Mike Nims, and we already know one of the number one kick return artists, quarterback / running back, played all three of them in the Philadelphia game when they got beat and bruised. Almost half a team went out that day.
Mm-hmm.
And that kick returner played quarterback, kick returner, and running back.
No, I got you, brother. You good? And is that Jonesy?
Doc.
Yo, K-9.
Hey, what's happening, Doc? How you feeling today?
Hey, man, I feel like winning.
I know, that's right. I got winning on my mind, and Dallas is in the forefront right here. We going to win this game. It's not no we got to. We're going to win this game. Get this thing on out the way. That's right. I heard my man just mentioning our Hall of Fame numbers that for some of our guys were not in the Hall of Fame, but I never hear Gary Clark. His numbers kind of mirror Michael Irvin. So he should be in the discussion too.
Yeah, G. Clark, man. I'm still waiting on Gary's press secretary to contact me back. I did reach out to Clark, and he's been absolute money, and so I don't count him out. We had Grant. We will hear from Dexter Manley, the prize bull, Charles Mann, Santana, Jeff Bostic. Guys who've been through it, and they want to share that story and help these young kids understand what it's like. We have to win Sunday. This is not We're not trying to promote anything. We need a victory.
Oh, No. Yeah, we need a victory. Because, I was loving celebrating Victory Monday. I don't like Misery Monday. I like Victory Monday.
No, me, you. That post-game show is never the same without a victory. Jones, you hang in there, man. I look forward to talking to you after a victory. That would be a very good thing. X, how we looking on time, baby? We good? We'll snap out of this one. We'll get to the top of the hour. And with that, we will bring in the prize bull, old number 72. Nobody enjoyed playing the Dallas Cowboys as much as Mr. D.